KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, girls' state tournament basketball continued yesterday in Des Moines, and a group of youngsters came through at the end last night for Harlan, helping put the Cyclones in the Class 4A state championship game. Liz Reason, the only senior on the floor for Harlan at the time, hit a tie-breaking three-pointer on a pass from sophomore Taylor Wagner as the 8th-ranked Cyclones went on to upset number 2 Waverly Shellrock 41-36. Wagner drove into the lane, found Reason in the right corner, and the 5'10" senior buried the shot to give Harlan a 37-34 lead with a minute 26 left. Wagner then made 4 of 7 free throws in the final 45 seconds, enough for the Cyclones to hold on. Harlan is in the state tournament for the 10th time. They've never won a state championship. The Cyclones, at 23-2, will get their chance tomorrow night. Wagner led Harlan with 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Josie Esser and Jordan Moser each scored 7 points, with Moser, a 5'5 freshman point guard, hustling for 6 rebounds as well last night. Next up for Harlan will be Cedar Rapids Xavier, as the Saints picked up a 68-57 win over Bishop Helan Catholic in the other 4A semifinal last night. In Class 3A semifinals yesterday, Davenport Assumption beat Western Dubuque 63-26 and Esterville Lincoln Central downed MOC Floyd Valley 49-46. In 2A semifinal play, Lawton Bronson beat Maquoketa Valley 59-44 and Western Christian topped Applington Parkersburg 64-40. And in a 1A semifinal yesterday to start the day, Central Lyon Rock Rapids beat Burlington Notre Dame 76-53. Now, today's schedule in Des Moines includes 5 games, 3 of them state championship matchups. Today's schedule starts this morning at 10 o'clock with the Class 5A semifinals, Ankeny playing Southeast Polk. That'll be followed by Dowling Catholic against Mason City. Then all that's left are the 5 championship games. 3 of them are tonight. At 4 o'clock, it's Newell Fonda playing Central Lyon for the 1A state title. At 6 o'clock, Western Christian will battle Lawton Bronson for the 2A championship. And the 3A title is on the line tonight at 8 o'clock as Davenport Assumption tries to win back-to-back titles. They'll face Esterville Lincoln Central. The 4A and 5A title games are set for Saturday night in Des Moines. The University of Iowa women's basketball team knew its challenge with 2 regular season games remaining. The Hawkeyes entered senior night last night, sitting with 17 wins and knowing that 19 looks a whole lot better to the NCAA selection committee than 17 or 18. And they came away with a come-from-behind 75-70 victory against Indiana at Carver Hawkeye Arena. On a night when the UI program honored seniors Morgan Johnson, Trisha Nesbitt, and Jamie Printy, a sophomore sharpshooter came off the bench to score a team-high 22 points and help dig the Hawkeyes out of an 18-point hole. Melissa Dixon made 5 of 13 three-point field goals, 4 coming in the first half, as she all but cemented the Big Ten Conference 6th Player of the Year award. Iowa outscored the Hoosiers 22-0 in bench points, with all 22 coming from Dixon. The Hawkeyes will wrap up the regular season Sunday at Northwestern with a 2 o'clock matchup against the Wildcats, who stunned the Hawkeyes by 2 February 3rd at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Kansas basketball coach Bill Self says the Iowa State student government sent him a letter apologizing for a pair of incidents that occurred during the Jayhawks' overtime victory over the Cyclones on Monday night. The 6th-ranked Jayhawks rallied in the closing minutes to force overtime before rolling to a 108-96 victory that left the crowd at Hilton Coliseum stunned. The first incident occurred after Self gave a brief post-game TV interview. When it was over, an Iowa State fan had to be held back by security when he charged after Self. The second incident occurred on Twitter, where at least 2 fans made racist and threatening comments directed toward the Jayhawks' Elijah Johnson, who scored 39 points in that game. Self said he accepted that apology. In top 25 college hoops last night, it had been exactly 11 years since Virginia had beaten a top 5 team in the Associated Press, but the Cavaliers have finally done it again. Joe Harris scored a career-high 36 points, and Virginia improved to 10-5 in the ACC by beating third-ranked Duke 73-68. Akil Mitchell added 19 points and 12 rebounds as the Cavaliers picked up their 16th consecutive home win. Seth Curry had 28 for the Blue Devils, who fell to 11-4 in the conference. Second-ranked Gonzaga struggled before they topped BYU 75-70. Kelly Olynyk scored 20, led the 28-2 Bulldogs with 19 points. And Gary Bell Jr. added 15 in that contest. That outcome puts the Bulldogs in position to take over the top spot in Monday's Associated Press poll. Elsewhere in the top 25, number 16 Ohio State coughed up an 11-point lead in the second half before they improved to 11-5 in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes closed on a 15-4 run over the final 4 minutes to beat Northwestern 63-53. Number 24 Oregon was an 85-75 winner over Oregon State behind Carlos Emery's 21 points on 8 of 13 shooting. The Ducks improved to 23-6. Brandon Gibson had 20 points and Raheem Appleby scored 15 as number 25 Louisiana Tech hammered Utah State 84-61. Well, the Sacramento mayor, who's a former NBA player, it's Kevin Johnson, he announced plans to keep the Kings in that city. Mark Mastroff, the founder of 24 Hour Fitness, will submit to the NBA today a bid to buy the team. Pittsburgh Penguins billionaire co-owner Ron Burkle will lead the effort to build a new downtown arena that he hopes will also lure back a WNBA franchise. The Associated Press and other news outlets have reported since January 22nd that Mastroff and Burkle were working on a plan to keep the Kings from relocating to Seattle. Burkle also expressed interest in buying the Kings 2 years ago and met with NBA Commissioner David Stern at the league's New York headquarters in January before deciding to back out of that bid. Just 3 games in the NBA last night, it was the LA Clippers beating Indiana 99-91, Chicago topping Philadelphia 93-82, and the LA Lakers beat Minnesota 116-94. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston beat Ottawa in overtime 2-1, Carolina 4-1 over Pittsburgh, the New York Rangers beat Tampa Bay 4-1, Toronto an overtime 5-4 winner over the New York Islanders, Buffalo beat Florida in a shootout 4-3, Chicago shut out St. Louis 3-0, Winnipeg beat New Jersey 3-1, Edmonton over Dallas 5-1, Colorado topping Calgary 5-4, Minnesota beat Phoenix 4-3, and Detroit wins a shootout 2-1 over San Jose. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
An NFL Players Association official familiar with the league's salary cap negotiations tells the Associated Press the figure for the 2013 season will rise to $123 million from $120.6 million in 2012. The official says the increase is a result of a jump in projected league revenues and greater than expected revenues from last season, primarily from NFL properties. The cap is expected to increase over the next 2 years, particularly once the NFL's new television contracts kick in for the 2014 season. Those additional revenues will be reflected in the salary cap for 2015, which is expected to see a more significant increase than the roughly 2% hike from 2012 to 2013. The Dallas Cowboys have reworked the contracts of 5 of their starters, including DeMarcus Ware, Jason Witten, and Miles Austin, all to save salary cap space. The Cowboys were penalized $5 million off of their cap in both 2012 and 13 and have needed to scramble to free up space. By restructuring the deals of star linebacker Ware, tight end Witten, wide receiver Austin, along with cornerback Brandon Carr and center Ryan Cook, the Cowboys wiped out the $20 million they were projected to be over the cap this year. In golf news, Camilo Villegas is playing in this week's Honda Classic on a sponsor's exemption after losing his PGA Tour card last year. He's taken a step toward regaining his card, firing a 6-under par 64 to take the first round lead. Villegas eagled the par 5 18th, putting him one stroke ahead of Ricky Fowler, Brandon Grace, Graham DeLetz, and Robert Streb. 10 players are two strokes back, while Tiger Woods and defending champ Rory McIlroy were at even par after their first round. And in baseball news, Yankees closer Mariano Rivera threw 18 pitches in his first simulated game since knee surgery last year. The 43-year-old pitched one inning against Yankees minor league players. He also fielded bunts and covered first base. Rivera pitched in 9 games last year, his season ending when he tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee while tracking down a fly ball during batting practice in Kansas City on May 3rd. He had surgery on June 12th and is attempting a comeback this season. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.